Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
And a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. A FedEx shipping location in West Wichita is going to close this summer. The multinational cargo giant announcing yesterday it's going to close its ICTA FedEx Ship Center facility, the 1500 block of South Hoover, in June, affecting 72 employees at the facility. A worker adjustment and retraining notification will be issued to employees as of the end of the month. But team leaders at the facility were notified several months ago, a FedEx spokesperson said. Among the 72 employees impacted, FedEx says many will be offered other roles within the community. That's according to an email statement from FedEx.
European plane maker Airbus has agreed to purchase facilities and some components from Wichita Spirit Aerosystems in a deal that runs concurrent to the Boeing company acquisition, the two companies announced Monday. Airbus will take over Spirit production of components for its jets, including A220 pylons that have been manufactured in Wichita. Whether the A220 pylon work will remain in the region remained unclear as of last evening.
After opening its first brick-and-mortar Wichita location last year, plans are underway for a West Side branch location for Chase Bank at a familiar site. The City County Metropolitan Area Building Construction Department approving in February a commercial plan review for a new Chase Bank location at the former IHOP at 515 South Ridge Road. The department later approved an electrical permit back in March for the project. The project is valued at $2 million. That's according to the application submitted to the MABCD. That'll include site improvements. And that is local business news from the Wichita Business Journal.
Today is National Zipper Day. Commemorating April 29th, 1913, when the patent for the modern zipper was issued. The day celebrates something we often do not think about and may automatically take for granted.
We sure do.
The first attempt at creating the zipper came from the inventor of the sewing machine. In 1851, Elias Howe received a patent for the automatic continuous clothing closure.
Yeah.
However, Howe
came up with a better name.
Never marketed his invention and missed the recognition he may have received, being the zipper man. But where did that name zipper come from?
Yeah, where did that come from? It's the sound
zip,
it makes.
Zip. All right. Today is April 29th, 2025, and it is a memorable day in local history for a couple of things. 3 years ago today, an EF3 tornado hit Andover, and although there was quite a bit of damage, nobody was killed in that, Ted. That was 3 years ago today.
Yep, I drove through Andover covering that about 10 minutes after it hit.
8:12 now with Stephen 10 in the morning here on this 29th of April, and a significant day going back to 2018. The Simpsons aired its 636th episode on TV. Fox News Radio's Tanya Powers with us this morning. Tanya J. Powers, good morning to you, Tanya.
Hey, good morning.
So what was significant about the Simpsons episode in 2018 on this day?
Well, I mean, it became the longest-running scripted primetime TV show. It had beat out Gunsmoke at one point, I think earlier than that, which again is that's a throwback in itself. But when you're looking at the Simpsons, and you know, even though this happened several years ago, this show is still going strong. As of Sunday, 786 episodes of The Simpsons have aired. It's also recently been renewed for 4 more seasons, which would put it very close to 40 at that point, if not right at 40. If it, you know, it continues for those 4 more seasons, that'll be 861 episodes. Just the longevity of this show is kind of crazy, especially when you think of how it started as like a 60-second short in 1987 in the Tracy Ullman show. It was a bumper around commercials, you know. It's just, you know, air going into and coming out of commercials. And then in 1989, it, of course, got its own show, and it's been on the air ever since with the same cast of voice actors, which is kind of incredible if you think about it. That's some job longevity.
Yeah, but the actual actors we see on TV, they never age. That's not fair.
They do not. They do not age. You know, and here's something that I thought was really interesting. It is in the Guinness Book of World Records for all of this, by the way. But one of the things I thought was kind of interesting when I started looking around for it at the longevity of the show and everything, the actors that played Bart and Lisa actually were expecting to play the other roles. Yardley Smith is Lisa. She had auditioned and was expecting to play Bart. Yeah. Nancy Cartwright was expecting to play Lisa, and the producers thought Smith's voice was too feminine to play Bart, so they swapped them, and that's how they got into the roles that, you know, they have still have, you know, all this time later.
All right. Well, it's quite an enduring show. I frankly never watch it, but I know about it for sure. I did watch Gunsmoke.
Oh, yeah.
I was a huge fan of Gunsmoke from the time I was 7 years old, you know. Come on, Matt Dillon, Miss Kitty, Doc. Doc Milburn Stone actually is from Sedgwick, Kansas, about 20 miles from here. Now, there's something for you. I don't know where Bart Simpson's from, but I don't.
See, there you go. I mean, and working here at Fox, I can tell you the longest, and I don't think it's there anymore. Maybe it may still actually be out there. I haven't checked lately. But right in front of our building, I'm here at the headquarters in Midtown Manhattan, and right in front of our building, we have this raised planter kind of thing where there's steps up to it, and it kind of overlooks Sixth Avenue. For the longest, there was a bust of Bart Simpson's head out there, like a bronze bust. It was just kind of on a pedestal out there, just sort of randomly, you know, kind of like, here's Bart Simpson. It was kind of weird. I remember the first time I ever saw it, I was like, why do we have Bart Simpson's head out here? And it, you know, Fox show. And,
you know,
of course, it was like, oh, okay, I got it. But it was one of the more odd things I think I had seen in New York when I first arrived, and was kind of curious about that. But yeah, Bart is beloved and by many, and still, of course, quoted a lot.
Well, and if it hasn't been done, already been, it certainly will. There will be a section or an exhibit in the Smithsonian Institute for The Simpsons, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Got to be.
There would have to be. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Hey, thanks for being with us, Tanya. We appreciate it.
Sure.
Fox
Thank
News
you.
Radio's Tanya J. Powers talking about The Simpsons in 2018, becoming the longest TV show, scripted primetime TV show. Stephen 10 in the morning here. Hey, by the way, this is the longest non-scripted radio show in Wichita right now.
That is correct.
6,917 episodes. And
we invite any competitors to try to match that.
Yeah.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And we'll just hang around and wait for you.
Go at it for 28 years.
We'll wait for you. See what happens here.
A woman in Florida saved her dog from a bear, distracting the bear by throwing a bag of cookies. Fox's Caroline Coles is in Sanford, Florida with more.
In a heart-pounding moment, Kristen Savage and her dog Ringo dodge danger, escaping a bear, barely making it inside their home.
At one point, I thought, like, we're not going to get out of this because there's nobody here to help me.
A mama bear protecting her cubs had charged Kristen right near her front yard. With nowhere to run, she lifted her dog into the air, spinning in circles, trying desperately to keep him out of the bear's reach. As panic set in,
he was in her mouth at one point.
She remembered something her mom had handed her just minutes before, a bag of cookies.
She stopped for a minute. She went towards us, then she stopped and went back and sniffed the cookies.
Those cookies giving her the few precious seconds she needed to escape.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knix Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.